Why did they even play the game? Pebble, why did they even play the game? Tony said Boston was going to win. They should have just declared the Celtics the victor, and then we can move on to the next game.
It's on the schedule, but yeah, Tony was right once again.
I would like to thank Tony. I don't know if this violates being Homer, but what's my nickname as far as gambling? What have you learned that I like to do more than anything?
You're a degenerate
hedge.
Gambler?
No.
Next to hedge.
A hedge.
Hedge, hedge, hedge.
Hedge.
The so, hedgehog.
Who was the favorite in last night's game? Bucks.
The Bucks.
Bucks.
Homer needs that sweet, sweet
and
action.
I have money on the line picking the Bucks to win in 5, 6, or 7. Clearly,
correct.
5 is no longer a chance. But in order to make it so that I almost can find no way to lose, what did I do last night?
You hedged.
I hedged.
With a Boston win.
With a Boston win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I probably shouldn't be that happy. But so the number is not important to you, but the number is important to me in that the worst I can do if the Bucks don't win it is win $50. Now, if they win in 7, woo! Then it gets more like $650. But that's all because Tony said Boston's going to win in game 4. And it hurt me. It was hard to pick Boston to win the game. But Tony has been perfect so far, and he's now 4-for-4. Pebble, I'll give you a heads up on this. I believe that Tony Smith, at some point, because he told us he would tell us who's going to win the series after 4 games.
I'm interested in hearing what he says now about that.
He's picking Boston. And you know why? Because he's thinking the same thing I am. It doesn't seem to matter when the Bucks are ahead and in control early in the game. They're in control. They're ahead. They're up by like 10. And the next thing you know, the lead is gone. It's just gone. In the fourth quarter, the Bucks are up by 10. And I'm thinking, as I tweeted, I know it's going to get close. Boston doesn't seem to be the slightest bit worried when the Bucks seem in control of the game. And when a team is never worried when they're behind like that in the playoffs, that's not good. That's not good. Even though I feel that I could stop the old man. What is he, like 100 years old and he scored?
Horford, yeah.
Yeah, I thought everybody else thought he was retired. He was old.
Horford's
a couple
good,
of years
though.
Ago. It's because they're not guarding him, I guess. All right.
Bucks always give up threes, though. What do you mean?
Not always. That's a problem in some games.
They don't always give up 43 fourth-quarter points either.
43 points in the fourth quarter.
No, they're usually good defensively, but.
That's horrific. Now, granted, it's weird because Boston hit almost every shot. I mean, they shot like 90% in the fourth quarter, so that's not going to continue. But yes, Tony nailed fourth game in a row and told us that many games ago that he would wait until 4 games before he would tell us who's going to win. If we were to do this proper, the way they did it in the wide world of sports years ago on ABC, Tony should probably make that announcement at 3:55, right? So we just
correct.
Suck everybody in for as long as we can because we can still
we'll
talk about the game. And that's – they don't – the defense, guys are running around the same way. And I'm going to help them out because I talked with my guy. I had a guy at the game.
Who's your guy?
I can't tell you.
He's my guy.
He said the key is – after they get a rebound, they never use the outlet pass to get the ball up in transition. They need to do more transitions that way. They're rebounding get it out. And I said, well, I'll check with Tony.
Giannis likes to get ahead of steam,
right? But other than Giannis, say he doesn't get it. Get it. Just get as many shots and baskets in transition, not just with Giannis. That's what my guy said. Being at the game, you want to join that club or not? Okay, we'll move on to the other thing he said. And I agree with this, and I wasn't at the game. He said Bobby Portis has got to start. And here's why Bobby Portis has got to start, especially at
home. Over who?
Over Andy. I don't care who it is, because he got to have his juice. Bobby Portis gets in there, and the crowd gets going, and he gets everybody going. Other than Bobby Portis, the team is kind of, even when they're ahead. Bobby Portis needs to start because this team needs a little extra juice. And if he was getting more minutes, I would think he isn't. Seems like he's worried about missing a shot and then having to sit on the bench. I don't know. Bobby Portis needs to play more, and it has nothing to do with how many points he scores. They need his juice. My guy and I believe very strongly on that one. So, Grayson, I don't care who. He has to start and play more minutes because this team needs his juice. What do you think? And that's not where
no,
no.
They're certainly Bobby Portis certainly helps his energy and just how he you know invigorates his team, not only the crowd but his team. He's very important. But my thing with the Bucks is they need to be a little more judicious on their threes. They take threes.
There were moments when they took really quick threes.
Yes, like it's the first quarter.
Yes. I know the time of the game you're talking about. They're up, and they jacked up two quick threes, missed them.
Missed them both. Yeah, you don't need to take threes just because it's open. I mean, you don't need to do it. I know they've been playing that way, but there's certain times where you've got, hey, nope, it's not the right shot right now. I know we usually play like this, but not right now. We need to get something in the paint. Go dump it down the brook. Dump it down to
the pass
to Giannis.
The ball.
Yeah, you need
maybe
to
have
get some
passes.
You need to get some twos. It's similar to, I mean, sometimes people do stupid stuff. Same thing Boston. Boston had gotten a lead, and I'm thinking, okay, what's Boston going to do here? Well, what do? Giannis or somebody drives, they collapse. It's the dumbest thing ever. They're down. The Bucks are down. Make them come back making two-point shots. Do not give up threes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just an obvious – they gave up two threes in a row. I think Grayson Allen hit one, and then somebody else hit another. I go, you guys are idiots. You're going to let them come back by trying to collapse and worry about Giannis. Let Giannis dunk. So what? Go down, work the clock, get you a bucket, and then let the Bucks come back and come back by 2 points.
That's like
don't let them
the,
come back by
knowing
threes.
The time and what do they say?
Time and score.
Time and score.
It's time and score. And the same thing with the Bucks. They got to know time and score. Just because it's a good-looking three and it's open and it's early clock doesn't mean you got to take it, especially when you're up. When you're up, you're not trying to put the nail in the coffin with 8 minutes left. Ain't no nail when there are 8 minutes left. Mm-hmm. It's too much time.
Yeah. Well, now Giannis keeps shooting threes. I don't get that. Just move the ball around.
What the people were asking for. So, whatever.
Well, I never asked for it.
People have been asking for it. I don't know. You may have been in that
never.
Camp before when you and I were talking, and I said, no, to the bucket,
Giannis.
I
never wanted him to shoot threes. But it seems to me that that's something that Bud lets him do because Giannis likes to. Some things you let somebody do because they're the superstar. He's like 16% shooting threes in this
year. People have been asking, if Giannis only had a shot.
Say three. I said the step back, and I accepted your theory. Like, you can shoot that step back I want and still be in the paint.
Correct.
Okay? And that's unnecessary because then the guy's got to play you to dunk, and that means that step back is an 8-footer, six, and it's going to be open all day. Or they're going to have four people around you. So...
Yeah, it was a tough game. Bucks certainly had an opportunity to win that game.
They're up. I think it was 10 early in the fourth quarter.
Could have won. Yep, early in the fourth. Then it was a huge swing.
Right. Well, then that's the other thing. They get the lead, and the lead is gone in like 2 minutes.
Again, it's because of the way they play. They just chuck quick early threes, and when they're missing them, and they're not stopping anybody, the team comes back quick. You got to throw in some twos.
If you're going to change one thing. That's what a beeper can call in. We don't have 100. You get one thing. I'm telling you what mine is. Bobby Portis is starting, and Bobby Portis is getting a certain number of minutes because I need his juice. I don't care if he goes 0-6. He will help the Bucks even if he doesn't make a shot. They need some serious juice to deal with the Boston Celtics, and they don't have it when he doesn't play.
And I'm going to say, if you're ahead or even, when it's 7 minutes left in the fourth, quick threes. No early clock threes.
All right.
None.
Move the ball around. I don't know why they have Giannis bring it up every time. Would you have somebody else handle the ball?
No, Giannis in transition is devastating.
No, but I mean, once they get in the half court.
Yeah, once they get in half court, no.
Give it to somebody else and let him go.
Get it to him at the elbow.
Yeah.
They need some early movement. Get it to him on the elbow. You got to look for an opportunity.
Doesn't that tire him out when he's got to be handling the ball?
But the other thing is, last night they had an excellent advantage without Williams in there. Williams was out.
Right.
Boston is small. Horford is small. Get Lopez the ball down low.
They did that in a couple stretches.
But you need to do that when you're up 10.
So you got one thing. Mine is Bobby Portis plays, and I've got to figure out how many minutes he gets. At least 20 minutes.
Mine is no early threes in the second half of the fourth quarter.
All right.
No early clock threes.
No, or how much? What is early clock in the first?
In the first 10 seconds.
All right. Okay.
No chucking up a three.
Nah, so move the ball around a little bit.
Let it get... 10 seconds or below before you chuck.
Pebble, you got any one thing or?
Yeah, you need a second score to compliment Giannis. Giannis was gassed last night in the fourth quarter. They need somebody else desperately to step up. And Jrue Holiday, even though he had a really pretty good game stat sheet wise, if you look at the stats, he was almost had a triple double, but he was only 5 for 22 from the field. So they need, they're desperately missing Chris Middleton somebody to make late shots.
I thought it was going to be Lopez. I thought it was going to be Lopez. Everyone, I thought he would be the guy.
They don't give it to him enough.
No, all right. Bobby Portis could be that man. And I checked. Go check to see if I'm accurate on this, Pebble. Nobody scores on the bench. Nobody scores when they're sitting on the bench.
I wonder how many post-ups Lopez gets. Not many.
They gave him a couple, but not that many.
Yeah, a couple.
We knew it'd be going to be. It wasn't going to be easy.
Pebble, how many shots did Lopez take?
I would say Lopez
night,
took
Lopez
12.
How many
shots did Connaughton take?
Lopez had 11 shots. He was 6 for 11.
How many did Connaughton get?
Connaughton had 8. He was 4 of 8, including 3 of 6 from 3.
Yeah. He bailed them out. They would have been, was at the end of the first half, they'd have been way behind. He made a few shots to get them back close.
Yeah, but then he airballed one, didn't he?
Yes,
Bobby
he did.
Portis, 14 minutes, 4 points, 2 of 7 from the floor.
All right, 14 minutes ain't enough. I want Bobby Portis 28 minutes in Game 5 and in the starting lineup. That's the one thing
for
I want.
For Wesley Matthews or Grayson Allen?
Definitely Grayson Allen. You can't. Matthews got to keep in there. It'd be for different players, but he's 28 minutes. He doesn't even have to start, actually. I just want 28 minutes whenever they can fit the 28.
Yeah, that's how many minutes Allen had last night.
Yeah,
was 28.
That's got to switch. He gets the 28, and then Grayson Allen gets
14.
But I got to admit, of course, I am a anti-Caucasian. So
Portis has got a guard, too, though.
Fine. You get some rebounds. I don't care what he does. I think he can be horrible, and he still helps the team because they need some juice. They need somebody to fire him up. They need somebody where you go, that man's crazy. I mean, I like the fact that he's on the team. He's like their Marcus Smart. Just, they need somebody to stand up to all this stuff that's going on. And I'm not saying the Bucks
stand up to
stand
it.
Like, up what, the fouls what's the or whatever you feel like, the way he normally is, whenever he feels like it's not fair, even if it is fair and he just doesn't think it's fair, they need crazy man.
Stand up to
they
him.
Need crazy man. Mm. They don't have enough crazy on that court right now. It's like, quote me on that. They need crazy man. They just lack it. They get flat too easily.
They're home run hitters.
When
they're hitting it at the warning track, they're in trouble.
Yeah, crazy man will cover that up. He'll find some way to get mad.
Crazy man likes to shoot threes too.
Well, that too, but I don't even care if he misses him. I just want him to. I want to. It's more like Marcus Smart. He's kind of the Bucks' Marcus Smart. He's always in the middle of everything, right? There's always something, and he's a part of it. Well, the Bucks need something, and he's a part of it more. Bobby Portis. Bobby. Did they even remember when they used to scream that at all the playoff games last night? Nothing. Why? 14 minutes.
He didn't do nothing.
Doesn't matter. When he's in there, something will get going. And the next thing you know, every game he plays, if he gets 28 minutes, there's some Bobby. Just nothing last night. Jason Wilde, next.